Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Holly Harden, and I'm here from Forest Lake, Minnesota. 4th of July. My kids, as I write, are standing out on the sidewalk in front of the house, waving small American flags and hollering, "I'm free!" to passing motorists. They just burned through 6 boxes of sparklers, each child carrying 2 lit sparklers, running up and down the lawn singing, "Over there." When the last sparkler fizzled out, they solemnly recited the Pledge of Allegiance, emphasis on, "And to the Republic for Richard stands," and "Invidisible." Now they're about to be called into the house to be scrubbed in the shower. They are urchins. They are smudged. They wanted red, white, and blue ice cream, but I wasn't thinking when I got groceries the other day. Instead, they got fudgesicles, which account for the brown stripes running down their legs. My son asked if America's birthday party lasts till midnight. I said, it lasts till tomorrow for some people, those whooping it up already a block away at Meister's, the only bar within a 5-mile radius. At 9:30 p.m., I will load them into the plum-colored minivan and drive south 14 miles, where I will find an open space in a parking lot and stop the car and open the side door and watch my kids watch the sky. And there will be mosquitoes, and it may get chilly, but they'll have bathrobes on. 20 minutes later, they'll ask, "Is that all?" And I'll drive out of the lot and up the road along the river. They'll ask for root beer floats next, and I'll explain that it's 10:30, and when we get home, they're going to bed, but they won't hear me because they'll already be asleep. Think about what daisies look like all bunched up in a mason jar. Think about what peanut butter and jelly sandwiches taste like and how barefoot feels. Think about how those fireworks filled the sky when you were a kid and how you looked forward to things like parades and Saturday morning and what holiday comes next. Some of you won't have to think. You're lucky. You still hang out with the kid you were. Others of us need reminding. Been a long time since I stood out on the sidewalk and waved to passing cars. It's tempting. Perhaps tonight, after they're tucked in and quiet, I'll slip outside and mosey on down to the sidewalk, where I think an a cappella version of Me and Bobby McGee would work just fine.
To listen to this episode again or subscribe to the podcast, and for more information about this author and her work, go to kumd.org and click on Programs, then Women's Words. Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood. The assistant producer is Haley Westfall. Music by Sharon Isbin. Funding for this program is provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.